Teach boys to respect women, says minister, as Boris claims everyday sexism is issue in women's safety. By Victoria Friedman on March 18, 2021. The UK's policing minister has suggested that schools should teach boys how to treat women in public. As feminists and far leftists continue to hijack the tragic death of Sarah Everard to advance an anti-male agenda. Minister of State for Crime and Policing Kit Malthouse had told The Times that PSHE personal, social, and health education classes might need to contain components on the way people are treated in the street and the way women and girls are contemplated in the public realm, appearing to suggest that boys and men fundamentally lack respect for women. His remarks follow those by former Prime Minister Theresa May, who made the same suggestion on Monday that brutish British men need re-educating, saying, "If we are going to eradicate violence against women and girls, we need a change of attitudes, and that is about dealing with perpetrators, changing their behavior, but also teaching young men and boys about respect for women and about what is or is not acceptable in a relationship." Prime Minister Boris Johnson appeared to draw a connection between the idea that so-called casual, everyday sexism was related to the sexual assault and rape of women. Responding to a question by Labour MP Charlotte Nicholls on how women are meant to get justice for sexual violence, the Prime Minister said in the House of Commons on Wednesday that while we can bring in more laws and tougher sentences, he claimed that we have to address the fundamental issue of the casual, everyday sexism and apathy that fails to address the concerns of women. That is the underlying issue. The three police and crime commissioners for Sussex, Gloucestershire, and Nottinghamshire, and Nim Kowali, a friend of Johnson's fiancée Carrie Simons and government advisor on violence against women, are amongst those calling for misogyny to be made a hate crime. Last week, Nigel Farage warned that debate surrounding the suspected killing of London woman Sarah Everard should not turn into attacks on men and attacks on the police. The Brexit leader made the remarks after a Green Party peer, the regional leader of Wales, and a Scottish separatist MP all suggested curfews for men. Sarah Everard's friend, Helena Edwards, had written last week that the young woman's death had been politicised, condemning the sweeping attacks on men and the police by those with an agenda, stating, "This is not what Sarah would have wanted." Police had come under criticism for its perceived heavy-handed approach to dealing with the vigil for Sarah Everard on Saturday. However, the Metropolitan Police Federation chairman, Ken Marsh, claimed that far leftists from Antifa, Extinction Rebellion, and Black Lives Matter had hijacked the event.